Hi, welcome to the Jerome Lowe Experience. Today, we'll be talking about the three key themes, God's mission and redemptive plan, disintegration and integration, and schemes of the enemy. We'll be talking about the chapters Elijah, Daniel, and Esther. So today, we have three guests, Lucas, Malachi, and CY. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Oh, yeah. I'll go first. Hi, I'm CY, and I'll be talking more about Esther today.
My name is Malachi. I'll be talking about Daniel mainly.
And I'm Lucas. I'll be specializing in the book of Elijah.
I didn't mean to say book of Elijah, by the way. I meant to say story.
So to start off, I'll kick it off with Elijah. And Elijah's story can be seen in Kings 17 and Kings 2, actually. Now, obviously, when we're talking about a character, we have to start off with the base principles, the five W's: who, what, when, where, and why. And Elijah, a Tishbite from Gilead, was a prophet tasked with delivering God's message to Ahab and Jezebel. He prophesied about the great drought, and he later performed the miracle with the widow and the jar of flour. As many of you may have heard of it, Ahab and Jezebel murdered many Israelites, and as they kept worshiping Baal to spite Elijah, things only got worse for them.
So, let's start with Jerome, since you actually researched Elijah. How do you see God at work fulfilling his mission to fill the world with his glory through Elijah?
So in 1 Kings 17 through 1 Kings 18, Elijah was seen fulfilling his mission through his faith in God and the miracles that he performed. And Elijah also competed against 400 Baal prophets and ended up winning by slaughtering all of them.
All right. So, but how does this exactly corresponds to the biblical context of here, responding to God's and His mission and the passage?
In this context, the people in Elijah's story are shown to have hearts that were hardened and not to be faithful in God. He responds to God by showing faith in the face of hundreds of adversaries.
Is that it? Okay, so then I'll do who is Elijah? Whose glory are they reflecting?
Well, Elijah reflects the glory of all those that are faithful to God and reflects the story of God as shown in his story in Kings, because in Kings he emerged triumphant because of his faith in God.
And how do you see God's enemy at work attempting to stop God's mission?
This is very evident, as his enemy in this story is about doubt and idols. The idol being Baal and his enemies being Ahab and Jezebel, the human version. Followers of Baal turn more and more people away from God and towards Baal, a false idol.
In what ways do you see God's enemy, in this case Baal and his followers, attempting to keep God from fulfilling his promise or the covenant with Elijah?
By detracting his followers from him, and the idol of Baal was pushing Israelites away from God by introducing a new god and kind of trying to make God disappear in faith.
So what worldview would you say Elijah is, or what worldviews is reflected within this passage of the Bible?
I think that Elijah's worldview is theism, because he followed and obeyed God's command and stayed loyal to him even when Ahab and Jezebel wanted to kill him. Jezebel and Ahab were the leaders of Israel and pushed people to believe in Baal, and a singular god, which leads me to believe that they were theists as well.
And finally, what are some things that can be applied to your life?
The story of Elijah can be applied to anyone's life, because faith will shine through all, and that all that belief in God will help you have strength even in the face of insurmountable odds.
Oh, well, and also, I actually have another question, just saying. Do you see things in Elijah becoming more integrated or disintegrated?
I see things becoming more disintegrated because Jezebel and Ahab are trying to push people as well as Christians into believing their god called Baal. So in my opinion, the Christian faith was slowly being disintegrated. Another view could be that it was slowly actually getting more integrated because of how Elijah and God triumphed at the end. But this is only a sign of the extreme faith and strength that you have to need, have actually, in the Lord to win. And so as a conclusion, Elijah was a textbook tutorial on how to stay strong with the Lord, even when everyone else was doubting him and detracting from God. Elijah found faith and strength in God, which allowed him to find physical and magical strength as he wielded the power of God to defeat the prophets of Baal.
So thank you for Jerome and Lucas for sharing about Elijah. Moving on, we have our second character, which is actually Daniel. So Malachi, why don't you start us off? Who is actually Daniel, and why is he so important here?
So Daniel, he's from the city of Babylon. Daniel's one of the few books of the Bible which takes place during the period of judgment and for a nation. Also, the book has a unique mix in the Old Testament, where it is begins with history, but also contains vision of future events that will signify to the Jews.
Alright, so how do you see God at work fulfilling his vision to fill the world with his glory through Daniel? Because he actually did it. Maybe you can give us some examples of it?
Yeah, so I think he's been working in Daniel's life because fulfilling the mission, because Daniel went through a lot. He went through trials. He's been in the den, of course. He's been brought from idols. He's been forced to do things, but he's chosen not to. Example, when Pharaoh, he said that he had to bow down to these idols. Unless he doesn't, then he'll be dead. So he didn't, so he went to the den, but he survived, which could show maybe God's, like, how strong he can be and how he could tear down the dark side.
All right. How do people from the biblical context respond to God and his mission in this passage exactly?
I think people can respond biblically from this text, because throughout his life he showed God's mission, not just him but also other people as well, but he showed a lot of integrity to help him go through things. That I think it showed his, like, personality as well.
With that being said, whose glory does Daniel reflect actually throughout all of his life?
I would say God, because God has not only just been with him, but other people, as well as also with Elijah. So I think he's been the big person, because Daniel didn't have any too many people with him. So that's the big person.
How do you see God's enemy at work, attempting to stop God's mission then with Daniel?
I see his enemies at work because Daniel has been brought with different idols, different laws that have forced him to change his way of doing things, and has tried to stop God's mission in spreading the gospel. But I think he has his personality and who he is, he just won't let that happen. So he's grinded through and tried his best to make it through.
In what ways do you see God's enemy attempting to keep God from fulfilling his promise with the different characters in the story?
I see God's enemy attempting to keep God's fulfillment or his promise to happen by him, of course, I just said. But then also I can see it in some of the people that Daniel has been up to or has been confronted with. I think it's been a hard challenge for him. that he is trying his best to keep his covenant and his promise from God.
So, what worldviews do you see reflected in these passages?
I would say a theistic worldview because, for example, in the den, he wasn't afraid, he wasn't scared of these idols, he wasn't, when he was confronted with them, he wasn't, like, scared, he didn't give up, he trusted God a lot, because he didn't want these idols to, or these people to stop his, God's work that he's been trying to work through in Daniel.
So, lastly, do you see things becoming more integrated or disintegrated?
I think I see levels of integration because the story of God will prevail through his trials and what he has faced. So in conclusion of Daniel, with our three key missions, so he has showed God's mission and redemption plan by, he has persevered through his mission, and with God, God has really helped him to go through his life in this time that he's lived. He has integrated, great integration because he shows the story of God and how Daniel will prevail through his trials that he faced and he was facing. And for the screams of enemy and his faith, we can see that he had a lot of enemies. He had things trying to stop him from doing what God had asked him to do, but he didn't let that stop him from doing what God told him, so he continued on.
Moving on to the story of Esther, how do the five W's of Esther like represent her story?
Esther is the main character, obviously, from the book of Esther. She has a book with 7 chapters. She is a Jewish woman in Persia, and she became queen and freed the Jews. A little bit more about the side characters. There's King Xerxes, and he was part of the plan as well as the queen's uncle Mordecai from unmasking Haman's evil plans to basically kill the Jews and break their spirits from God.
And how do you see God at work fulfilling his mission to fill the world with his glory?
I think it's pretty clear because Esther only has like one main storyline here, and saving God's people, the Jews, from Haman. I believe that back then women are portrayed as weak because men are dominant, and God guided Esther to become queen and unmasking Haman's plot for killing the Jews and ultimately protecting the Jews from death. And also, we can also see God helped Esther by giving the king dreams, remembering Mordecai, because Mordecai actually saved the king before all this drama happened, and obviously the king forgot about it because he's really busy, right? It actually saved Mordecai's life, the king ended up honoring him as well.
Thank you. So, how do people from the biblical context respond to God and his mission in this passage?
I think Esther's action reflected God's true intentions. I'll quote a bit from the theology of the work theology of work project, and it says that his or the writer broader concern was to examine how Jews could survive and even thrive as exiles in a pagan and often hostile land. So, the basically the book of Esther's the main thing or the main intention for the Book of Esther is to show how God still cares about the Jews and how God protects them. And there are also a lot of hints that God is behind all this, including the king's dreams, and also the way Esther got into the palace with her beauty, and also how God guided her with intelligence. And it also invites the reader to ponder how God may be at work in the world unnoticed by those without eyes to see. And also a quick note, God is actually never mentioned in the Book of Esther, but readers of the Book of Esther can clearly see that God's existence behind all this.
Okay, that's nice. So whose glories are, whose glory are they reflecting?
I think it's quite clear it's God's glory. God's main intention was to save Jews from Haman and his evil plans, and making King Xerxes change his mind from killing the Jews.
Okay, so how do you see God's enemy at work attempting to stop God's?
So Haman was trying to kill all the Jewish people, and they tried to deceive the king into doing so. And that was his main intention, and to stopping God from keeping his promise, his covenant.
And what worldviews do you see reflected in these passages?
Worldviews. I think Esther and Mordecai, obviously they believe in God, so it would be a theism. They reflect theism as well, as they worship God, and then there were fasting involved. Haman, I would say probably theism, because he does believe that maybe God exists, and he just wants the Jews to turn away from him. The king is really materialistic, and he wants all this beauty because he needs a new queen. So he's going for the looks. So I'd say the king is pretty materialistic, so he believes in materialism.
So do you see things becoming more integrated or disintegrated?
I would say generally integrated. With Esther becoming the new queen, the Jews are protected by protected from Haman's evil plans, and also this entirely strengthens the Jews' belief in God as a whole.
In what ways do you see God's enemy attempting to keep God from fulfilling his promise?
As I just said, Haman was trying to kill all the Jewish people and deceive the king into doing so, right? And so through that, he is trying to break God's promise, which is the covenant of Abraham and God, and that his descendants will be blessed and protected by God. So he was trying to kill the Jews so that this promise will be broken somehow. So about all three of these characters, I think we can all see some differences, and maybe a lot of similarities, especially different themes. So do you guys agree?
I agree, especially in the core value that God values so much, which is strength and faith. All these people would not have been able to succeed in the way they did, perform the works that they did, shine the glory that they did, or defeat the adversaries that they did without strength and faith in God. Because that is the utmost important value that God rewards in all these stories. Even if you're not a hero or a magical prophet or a worshiper of an idol statue waiting to be defeated, you can still take away these core values of strength and faith in God and God alone.
Yeah, I agree. If you don't have faith in God, then you won't succeed in anything in these, especially in these stories. And yeah, so Yeah.
Okay. I'll elaborate more about maybe God's mission. So you can see in Elijah, God's mission was actually to stop. To stop false idols into affecting his own followers of God. I think that is the same with Daniel, keeping strong in your faith, and Esther as well, which is to save the Jews from payment, which ultimately would strengthen their faith as well. And also integration as a whole, we see from Elijah, we actually see disintegration, which is a fall. Typically, it's like the bad guys, that the enemies of God are starting to disintegrate, and then God actually strengthens his people faith, as well as like Daniel basically strengthened people's faith in the whole. Esther saves the Jews, and the same as the both of them, and strengthens the Jews as a whole. So yeah, I would say integration and disintegration is a big part of God's plan as well. So Malachi, do you have anything to add on to it?
I think for overview, I think they all three have their different unique story and personality. But overall, God has been working in each of them different ways, but they have the same mission. I think that's about it.
Okay, so that concludes our episode for the Jerome Lowe Experience. Sadly, Jerome Lowe couldn't conclude this show because he was struck with a very serious illness and had to go to the hospital. Sorry.
I'm literally right here.
So thanks. Thanks. Bye.